Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking excited to bring you this episode. I don't know that there's any episode that I haven't said that with, but to be super honest, I just get in here, share my heart, share my mind with you guys, because if you are my people, then you are wanting to hear what I have going on with me. I will preface this. I do have a co-host with me. It's Piper, my dog, who will be here probably making noise, but you know, that is the time that we are living in. I want to talk about today the urge to want to quit. And girl, you can apply this to anything you have going on in your life. You can take it for a sign. You can, I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I know that it's not just me. And I know that this is going to resonate with somebody. There are so many times in our life that we will decide to make a change. We will decide to do something for ourselves, whether it's going to be starting a business or you're going to be doing a new fitness journey, or you just want to share on Etsy, or you just have this urge to make a change because your current reality that you have is not serving you. You don't love how you look in your clothes. You don't love how you talk to yourself. You don't love living paycheck to paycheck. You don't love whatever your current circumstances. You do not love it and you want to change it. So you decide to make a commitment, decide to make a change, and in your mind, you have convinced yourself that the reason it has not been successful, the reason you don't love how you look, the reason you don't love how you feel is because of your circumstances. So that you think, if you do this, then I will be happy. Please, can I get an amen if that has been you? That has been me so many times in my life. And so we will start and partake in this journey, whatever that looks like. You'll do the research, you'll build the business, you'll start your Instagram, you'll just do all of the behind the scenes work, you'll do the things that you know are going to make you successful. And then life happens and you get caught up and you miss a day, or something happens and you didn't show up, and then it starts getting hard. And maybe you've gotten that high, maybe you've gotten up the first hill, the first battle of getting routine down, showing up, making yourself what I would call quote successful. And maybe you'll even reach your goal. And then you'll find yourself almost thinking like, well, yeah, but this is hard. And it's like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and skip through and be like, yeah, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard to build a business. It's supposed to be hard to have a fitness and weight loss journey, because the thing is, you kept thinking that the top of that mountain was where your success lies. And goodness sakes, I hate to be like Mr. Rogers, but like, it has always been in you. Like, you are the thing that makes you successful. Not the weight loss, not the money, not the business, not the car, not the house. None of that is the thing that is going to make you feel successful if you don't feel worthy within yourself. And it's really hard to do that. And it's really hard to even recognize that. So I don't want you to beat yourself up. Instead, I want you to recognize, like, am I placing my worth, my happiness on a thing, a place, a time, a money? Am I placing my happiness, honestly, at like a finish line or an end goal? And if the answer is yes, girlfriend, it's okay. Like, we all do it. So instead of beating yourself up, go ahead and ask yourself, what could I do to make myself happy now? And sometimes it's allowing yourself to have smaller goals. Sometimes it's allowing yourself to step back. Sometimes it's allowing yourself to recognize that you have those feelings, because what it will do is take the pressure off of yourself. Because if you don't do that, let me take you down the road of not doing that. if you decide that you are for sure certain that getting here, whatever here looks like for you, whether that is an amount, whether that is a rank, whether that is money, whether that is a size or a number, whatever here is, looks like to you, when you get here, then I'll be happy. I want to tell you, you're going to get there. And you're probably, number one, not going to allow yourself to celebrate nearly as much. It's going to feel like you have to do more, be more, and then, oh wait, this, not this level, then I'll be happier at my next level. I can think of how many times I did that in my life, whether it was financial, I have done it physically, I have done it like spiritually, I have done it with my relationships. When I get married, then it's going to be better. And FYI, that is not the truth. And I never understood, a side tangent, I never understood why people are like, well, marriage is hard. Let me tell you why marriage is hard. Because it was hard before, but you always had an open door. Like your door was kind of cracked a little bit. When you're married, it's not. It's like the door is closed, it's got a deadbolt on it, and it's like, hi, when something's wrong, you need to stay in that room, sit down and figure it out rather than being like, you know what, I don't like this anymore, I'm gonna leave. And that honestly brings up my whole point to this podcast, this episode, is that that's what starts to happen. When things get hard, when either you're not reaching your goal or you have reached it and you're still not happy, and then you just start noticing. You notice, you know what? This isn't happening and that's not happening and this is happening for her and it's not happening for me and this is hard. And you can find all of the reasons and excuses why the goal that you have held on a pedestal for so long isn't actually making you happy. You start pointing the fingers everywhere else. And then honestly, you stop showing up for your goals. And then it's like, if anybody, and this is me doing this for you, could just bonk you right in the forehead and tell you, hey, remember how you felt before you started this? Remember how it felt before your journey? You were searching for the feeling that you have right now. Before you said yes to your fitness journey, you were praying that you were able to get outside and run around with your kids. And now you can, but you're telling yourself it's not enough because you're not a size medium or you're not a size six. When no one can see the scale, no one can see what kind of clothes you're wearing, what size your clothes are, no one but yourself. So you are the only one sabotaging yourself into convincing yourself that who you are and the work that you have done is not enough. And then you think about quitting, like, well, if I'm only going to get to here, if the work that I've done is only going to get me to point A, but not point B, what's the point of showing up? It's like, well, because you're bettering yourself and you're taking care of yourself. And hopefully you're working on your mind and you're listening to personal development. If you're listening to this podcast, then that's clearly what you're doing. But you somehow convince yourself it would be easier to quit rather than to take a different approach, or maybe take a little bit of a self-evaluation and recognize how you are making yourself feel. You really have to take into consideration of, is this something that I am doing to myself, or is it really stressful? So like, are you stressing yourself out, or is it a stressful situation? Because those are two different answers. And I can tell you right now, I can think of many times in my life where I stressed myself out for no reason. No one was asking for an answer. No one was telling me to give them a deadline. No one was telling me to give them, you know, well, what are you going to do? But yeah, I would stress myself out because I felt like I had to have the answer right now. And it's like, what hurry are you in? Because when before this journey, you prayed for freedom. Before this journey, you prayed to love your body. Before this journey, you prayed to not be self-sabotaging. And you are building up the ability to not have those, but you're thinking of giving that up because it's hard. Sister, it's all hard. It's hard not being on your journey. It's hard not having your business. But dang it, when you are the one in control of your decisions, when you are choosing to be on your journey, when you're choosing to keep your business open, you're choosing to get on your Instagram and talk to your girls, when you're choosing to talk about your business openly, even if Sally Joe down the street isn't thinking about or wanting to know what you're doing, who cares what they think if it's actually bettering your life? And when you love what you do, and I don't mean all the time, because you and I, if you got a husband or you even got a boyfriend or fiance, you and I both know that you don't love them all the time, or at least you love them, you don't like them all the time. Don't expect your business or your journey to be the exact same way. It's not supposed to be fun and butterflies and rainbows all the time, because as the old saying is, if it was, you would have done it already. So allow yourself to have those hard moments. Allow yourselves to have those moments where you do want to quit, and let that be the time when you reevaluate rather than take the easy way out and go back to what you knew, when what you knew was what you prayed for, what you have right now. You are worthy of taking care of yourself. You are worthy of showing up, and you are worthy of pushing through the hard. And if you need reminded of that, start this podcast over. Start it over and remind yourself that those doubts that you have in your mind, that you're feeling like if you did something else, it would be easier. It may seem easier. It may seem shiny. It may seem like that would be the best choice. But when I said it in the beginning, I meant it. It's not the circumstances that make it hard. It's you. And that is the truth of no matter what you go to, no matter what, if you quit your journey, no matter if you quit your job, if you quit whatever, wherever you go, there you are. I think Steve Harvey said that, probably. I consume so much personal development, I'm not sure who said it. But whatever you do, if this is hard, switching gears and going to something else isn't going to make it easier. It may be better in the beginning. It may be more fun in the beginning. It may be new, just like this was. Just like whatever this is to you, it's always going to be easier when you first start because you've got momentum, you've got excitement. It's when it's hard is what makes people successful. Push through that hard because that is where you're truly going to be able to be proud of yourself because you know that you chose you no matter what the hard looked like. I hope this podcast was helpful for you guys. I am truly so blessed to have you as a community. Your love and support means more than I could ever say. If you guys have any questions, recommendations, or any kind of topic you specifically would like me to talk about, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. It's Kyra_Carlin. I would appreciate if you share this on your Instagram, tag me. I want to help as many people as possible. And by you sharing that, even if you're like, no one cares that I'm listening to this, someone does. Someone needs the encouragement. And if you feel like this is an encouraging podcast, I really hope that you would share it. So thank you guys so much. I love you. I mean it. Have the best day ever. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.